Some rural cities are losing a grocery store. The state works out a deal to bring back restaurants at some state parks, and a museum is making it easy for parents with young children to visit. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, July 15th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A handful of grocery stores in rural Oklahoma cities are going out of business. Anna Pope reports the stores are expected to close in August.
Homeland Acquisition Corporation is closing locations in Paul's Valley, Kingfisher, Jay, and Ponca City. In Kingfisher, the United Supermarket will be closing. Shauna Rupp is the director of the Kingfisher Chamber of Commerce. She says the store has been in business for about 50 years and has 20 full and part-time employees.
We've got a committee that is actively looking at prospects for someone to move in to the store that's going to be vacated. And ultimately, that would be the best option for us and everybody involved is to bring another store in.
In a statement, officials of the corporation say this was not an easy decision. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The Paycom Center name will be no more once the new arena opens in downtown Oklahoma City. Paycom said it will end its naming rights with the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2028. The current arena will keep the Paycom Center name for three more seasons. After that, the Thunder will seek a new naming partner for their new home. The new $900 million arena will be built on the former Cox Convention Center site. Some Oklahoma state parks will again have a restaurant available on site. Grayson Wheeler reports the Lookout Kitchen restaurants are reopening after being closed for nearly a week.
The Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department says it put Lookout Kitchen on notice back in May, providing a July 7th deadline for the business to pay outstanding debts to the state. It didn't. So the state suspended the operation of Lookout's restaurants last week, affecting five heavily trafficked state parks: Romano's, Robber's Cave, Lake Murray, Beaver's Bend, and Quartz Mountain. Now, those restaurants are reopening after the state and Lookout agreed on a payment plan. Lookout has paid its first installment towards nearly $300,000 it owes the state. Lookout took over operation of state parks restaurants after the previous operator, Swadley's Foggy Bottom Kitchen, allegedly swindled millions of taxpayer dollars. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Oklahoma City Museum of Art is making room for its youngest visitors. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on a special event just for babies and toddlers.
This isn't the sound of a daycare. It's the Oklahoma City Museum of Art. And once a month on Saturdays, it opens its gallery doors early to invite babies and their parents to explore the museum in their own way. Destiny Turbyfill organizes the event and says it's about introducing small kids to art.
The museum can feel kind of stuffy sometimes, so to start that at a young age where they can feel comfortable here, I just feel like that's really important.
Little attendees can be anywhere from 0 to 24 months old. And Marissa Mohi's son, Maddie, was excited to be there.
Having this event, it's really nice because he can be ridiculously wiggly and happy and scream if he wants to, because that's what it's for.
She says it was fun to spend time with him, exploring away from the summer heat. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.